again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 17th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of novelist Jonathan Franzen, born in Western Springs, Illinois, 1959. Spent years working on a novel, wrote hundreds of pages, drew a giant diagram, finally decided to throw everything away except for one chapter and start over. And he wrote the rest of the book in less than a year. It was The Corrections, a bestseller, came out in 2001, about a mother who wants all of her children to come to her house for one last Christmas before their father dies. It was on this day in 1998 that President Bill Clinton sat for 4 hours in the map room of the White House and answered questions from a grand jury. He was the first sitting president forced to testify in a criminal case investigation of which he was the focus. Thomas Jefferson had testified against Aaron Burr. Gerald Ford testified in the trial of a man who tried to kill him. Jimmy Carter testified in the bribery trial of a financier named Robert Vesco, but Clinton was the first to be served a subpoena to testify in his own indictment. His lawyers advised him not to testify before the grand jury, but Clinton decided to do it anyway. The videotape was released to the media, and 20 million Americans saw Bill Clinton in a way they'd never seen a president before. For 4 hours, on camera, questions coming from off-camera voices. The camera never zoomed in, never pulled back. And most Americans seemed to be struck by how humiliated the president seemed, forced to answer embarrassing questions about his private life. He looked very uncomfortable, and most Americans sympathized with him for having to sit there and answer them. His approval ratings remained above 70% after the airing of the grand jury testimony, and even went higher in the months that followed. Here's a poem for today by Virgil Suarez, entitled No Work Poem Number 1. What hurt my father most after his accident, where one bad turn to the water fountain nearly cost him his life, a forklift dropped a pallet of 526 pounds of compressed cardboard on him and crushed him like a bug, was how the company told all his work friends that because my father had gotten a lawyer, they couldn't talk to my father anymore, that it was policy that no one come in close contact with him, as though he had malaria or some other contagious disease. My father was depressed by this, a man who shared hard work with other men, and they were his friends, and his true friends came by anyway to share stories of what went on at work, and this helped rehabilitate my father, slowly, and I saw it in his eyes when his best friend, Manzano, told my father how many fewer boxes of coffee they packed without him, that my father, El Campeón, still held the record. I didn't understand this kind of work talk, but I saw how my father, when he thought he was alone, would raise his hands and look at them in the light as though they were gifts, and they were. With his hands he worked hard. With his hands, he beat the clock. With his hands, he provided for his family. And proud, he looked at them the way his thin fingers now moved. With his hands, he clawed at life. What is given, what is taken. A poem by Virgil Suarez, No Work Poem Number 1. From his collection, 90 Miles, Selected and New Poems, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.